is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Allison Keys in Washington. People fleeing those fast-moving wildfires say they didn't get much notice of the emergency and barely had time to avoid the flames in Hawaii. Dozens are dead, and Maui has severe damage from the blazes. CBS's Jessica Cartaglia reports.
Hawaii's attorney general plans to lead a review of decision-making and policies surrounding the catastrophic wildfires in western Maui. Some residents of the hardest-hit areas, including the centuries-old historic town of Lahaina, say they received little or no warning.
Like, usually they put on the hurricane sirens or they do something to, like, warn us. Nothing. Like, everyone was just word of mouth evacuating.
This is extreme heat continues to threaten huge parts of the nation this weekend. Kelly Cass is at the Weather Channel.
More 100-degree readings as we head into early next week. And yes, we could be seeing some record temperatures overnight as those lows don't cool off a lot either. The northwestern United States, where a lot of folks do not have air conditioning, this is another area where we could see some records, 15 to 20 degrees above average. We've got excessive heat warnings that go all the way through Thursday.
A 3-year-old child died on a bus on its way from Texas to Chicago. The state has been sending thousands of migrants from the U.S.-Mexico border to Democratic-run states since last year. Texas authorities confirmed the child's death, saying every loss of life is a tragedy. Republican Governor Greg Abbott has bused more than 30,000 migrants out of his state under his border plan known as Operation Lone Star. That investigation into President Biden's son Hunter might take longer now. CBS's Tom Foti explains.
The longtime Republican investigator of Hunter Biden now has extra powers to look into the affairs of the president's son. David Weiss appointed special counsel by Attorney General Merrick Garland.
Consistent with the special counsel regulations, at the conclusion of Mr. Weiss's work, he will provide me with a report explaining the prosecution or declination decisions reached by him.
By and large, that has not satisfied congressional Republicans who have also been investigating Hunter Biden, calling the move political despite David Weiss's original appointment by the Trump administration. Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
Republican presidential candidates are stumping in Iowa just a week away from the first debate. Nikki Haley participated in a fireside chat earlier, touting her skill with challenging nations.
I sat across from China. I negotiated with China. I negotiated with Russia. No one else on this stage has done that the way that I had to do it. You go to China and you go to them with strength.
Former President Trump is touring the Iowa State Fair this afternoon. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Indigenous college students face a lot of obstacles. The people behind a Wisconsin project are doing their part to help make higher education more affordable. Mike Moan reports.
The University of Wisconsin-Madison Star Lab is using a $500,000 foundational grant to create a one-stop shop for Indigenous students to find scholarship programs and other forms of financial relief specifically geared for them. Project co-leader Gresham Collum says the searchable database will hopefully create more awareness that slipped by him when he was a college student.
I'm a first descendant member of the Stockbridge Muncie Mohegan tribe, which means I'm not a formally enrolled member. And a lot of these scholarship policies are based on formal enrollment in the federally recognized tribe.
But he later found out there was a handful of schools in the U.S. with free tuition programs for first descendant natives. Wisconsin doesn't have a tuition waiver for natives, but it does offer need-based grants for those who are at least 25% Native American. Collum says he hopes the effort also compels more higher ed institutions to expand opportunities and update policies. He notes it can go beyond traditional financial aid.
A lot of Indigenous students come from low-income areas where they have Pell Grant funding. And what I would like to see is a lot of these programs expand their offerings to cover costs like childcare, health care, basic cost of living.
He says those wraparound issues often get in the way of Indigenous students advancing their college careers. Collum predicts the database will not only be web-friendly, but mobile-friendly, too, knowing that many Native students come from tribal areas with limited access to high-speed Internet. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection. Support for this reporting was provided by Lumina Foundation.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. It's football season. What's up, Earl?
Man, Gilbert, man, you can smell it, can't you?
You can see it now.
I mean, good morning and welcome to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. Gilbert, a sign that it won't be too long happened this past Saturday. A Friday night, and that was family night in Lambeau Field. 67,000 people, man.
Plus. Plus.
What is that about, man? To see a scrimmage.
It goes to show you we got the best fans on the planet, baby.
Hey, man. Look, man, it was a playoff game. They had on all the stuff, man. Like it was a regular game.
Pageantry, as they call it.
Yeah, that's what pageantry, man. That's a pretty big word there, man.
I know, Earl. I'm hitting your bug, your pay grade.
Hey, Gilbert, that's the right word too, man. Pageantry. That's exactly what that is, man. Let me look that up. Calvin, will you look that word up for me? Pageantry. Yeah. No, man. Hey, but you're absolutely right. That's what it is. When 67,000 people, Gilbert, and they pay for parking, and they all come, and man, to get in there and get out of there, hours. So it's so magical. Yeah.
Check this out, though, Earl. Check this out. You 10 years old. You walking up the Lambeau Field for the first time.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
You may not ever get a chance to get back in there, until you're an adult.
There you go.
Yeah, you know, grandfathers bringing their grandchildren.
When they walked in at 10 years old.
Right.
Telling them the story.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, man, the history of the Packers, the history of Lambeau Field is actually the history of the NFL, right?
Unmatched. It's unmatched. And we've been messing around them clowns down the road, the Chicago Bears, forever. And now, for the first game, we got them. It all lines up, man. It's lining up.
The players been hitting each other. Well, not really hitting each other, because they don't do that.
No, they dance. They two-step dance with each other for a little while.
Yeah. And so in the family night game, are they really tackling?
Yeah, because your mama. Your girlfriend understands.
But you got to really be careful, because I was reading where some star players blew out their knees. And look, man, they ain't going full tilt, man. They can't run that risk, are they?
That's the hazardous of the job. You got to go. Once they tell you the bullets are live, it's either kill or be killed. Because guess what? You're still trying to make this team, man.
Right.
And this first chance you about to show everybody, because they want to see how you perform in front of the crowd. The distractions. That's the main key. Your timing. Can you understand things in loud places? I mean, it's all the little things, Earl, that's going to get you over the top.
So they're going 100% live against their own teammates.
Only people that ain't like, it's a control, like I told you before, it's a control butt whooping. I'm telling you that. And of course, the quarterbacks are never live.
Right.
You know, they the darlings. You know, you can't touch them.
Right.
And some, in certain situations, the running backs are not live.
Right.
Shut them up. But the offensive and defensive line, you go hard. Every part of that scrimmage.
You know, safeties, defensive backs on the wide receivers.
Yeah.
They got to pull up. They're not exactly...
Now, you know, you ain't gonna kill right. Shot nobody. Try to knock them, but they are gonna hit you. They're gonna hit you to let you know that they're there. But you can't do that to your team.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. But the linemen can.
I mean, well, you know, you don't have them type of shots where you could have took a shot when he wasn't looking right. Type shot.
Right.
You know.
But
you're gonna go hard.
But that line is that's.
That's the real deal. Line is going hard all the time.
So now they're measuring.
But no kill shot. Yeah, right. Kill shot.
Right. You're not going to bury the cat. And, no. You know, you get out, you got your hands on him. And yeah. you may just open the hole. You ain't going to bury him. You're going to just push him out of the way.
No, I wouldn't say that. Because they looking to go watch the film. If they can see that they put that pancake on they're going to be talking about it in the meat room.
So for people who may not know that language, that pancake is you got your hands on them and you pushing them out of the way. And, you know.
They fall. You as a defensive lineman fall. And the offensive lineman land on top of him. That's called a pancake. And then when the offensive lineman get up and he said, hey, you want some syrup with that pancake?
Hey, man. And, you know, you can get away with that. And when it's nice and warm and the ground is soft, you know, you get up. But around November, December, you don't want to be paying.
You ain't gonna like that. Let's get it right now, Earl. You don't want to be pancaked never.
Hey, Gilbert.
Never.
You ever been pancaked?
Earl, please. Ain't a man alive. I'm still looking for him. One-on-one, ain't a man alive. I'm still looking for him.
Anyway, you know, it looks like Jordan Love played pretty decent. He looked pretty good.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing, man. You know, he made some nice throws, some good decisions.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's the stuff you've been hearing, you know, in the state. But some of the reporters outside the state have not been so kind to Jordan Love.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, they don't think he's going to make it, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's the reporters outside. They just think that he lacks leadership and all those kind of things. But we're going to see, right?
Yeah, I mean, they don't test a man.
Before he even get into action, right?
Yeah. don't test him, man. I mean, I'm sitting up here like when a dude has been putting his time in for this long, let's give him a chance. You know what I'm saying? Let's not just throw everything and say, oh, he sucks. Let's get the other guy in. Let's give him. He gonna let him. Sometimes it takes you to fail, Earl, to see.
Well, you know, in this case, Gilbert, it really ain't no other guy. If they talking about what was the name of that semi-pro football league?
Semi-pro, it's professional, USFL. Yeah.
Come on, man.
It's not semi, it's professional.
Hey, it ain't the NFL.
This ain't like the Racine Raiders down the road. USFL, this is a professional football.
Yeah.
So it's like how baseball got their farm league, girl. That's how we got to look at it.
Yeah, you know, Gilbert, you really do. I was reading this story, man, about a kind of an unsung guy. He was a walk-on, kind of like they have walk-ons at college. Mm-hmm. And he didn't get drafted. Okay. And they say every year the Packers for the last 18 years have had one guy who's been able to make the roster. The chances of a cat man undrafted, Gilbert, making the roster, that's almost impossible, isn't it?
It's pretty close, Earl. It's pretty close.
To being impossible?
Yeah, just because you got all these drafted guys and all these guys, guys coming in. You know what I'm saying? From different teams and unrestricted free, or whatever, there's free agents and all that stuff. And you got a cat that didn't get drafted, that didn't nobody have on their radar.
Yeah.
and Gutekunst and them said, let's get this kid a shot. And he made the team? Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's a football player.
You know, man. We're going to talk about that a little bit on the other side. I guess people stop pulling for him, right? After a while.
Everybody pulled for Rudy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a Rudy in Notre Dame,
man. Right, man. That's one of my favorite movies. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Homeownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
I've got some cheese curds that I'm willing to share. Then I want to ride that giant slide over there. So if you've got 11 days to spare, won't you come with me to the Wisconsin State Fair? Won't you come with me to the Wisconsin? The great state of Wisconsin.
There's something for everyone at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 3rd through the 13th.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
40 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kiner, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy skies expected today with a high of 79. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows level off around 60. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow, 83. Mid-80s Wednesday and Thursday.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert. Gilbert, what was that
Earl,
racket?
Earl.
What was that racket?
Earl, you remember that song?
You remember that song
when I used to have them kids out there, we was the Rough Riders running all up down to the football camp, whooping all of y'all.
Hey, man, you know, you always... So when we did the camp, Gilbert did the camp, Calvin. And it would come time to pick the players, right? Gilbert would pick the players. So Gilbert would always pick the biggest and the strongest and the toughest kids. And would leave me with the midgets, right? So Gilbert got to pick the teams. And I would think, man, the first thing he would have said was, look, since I played pro ball and I did all these things, I'm going to take the runts. And just to show the people just how good I can be. No, man, he took the man children, the big boys. And
Calvin, give him a glass of hater. Give him a glass of hater.
Hey, man.
Girl, you know, I always said, and I told y'all before, I could take a broken flower and make it bloom.
Hey, man, you know what? You know, I miss them times, man. We got to get back to that.
Oh yeah, we got
COVID got in the way of all that.
And, it changed the world.
Yeah,
brother.
It did. But let me ask you, man. We're right there. The Packers are going to start scrimmaging with the Cincinnati Bengals
this week.
So, And I know, man, I don't remember when they started doing that, man. But, man, back during Vince Lombardi days, it wasn't going to be none of that.
No, I mean, you got to look at it. So we played them.
Money, right?
We played in regular season too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we played. So it's a good tone setter. You know what I'm saying? You're going against them. You're going against a different guy. They're going to show you some looks, not what they do, but they're going to show you some looks. It's another controlled thing where, hey, we want to see this today, and they're going to ask us, we want to see this today. You know, it's a different team. You see what I'm saying? So you can do that.
But isn't it a lot harder to get the guys to pull up?
Oh, no.
Because it's a scrimmage. You don't want
to. Yeah, it's a scrimmage, but we're going to hit you. Oh, yeah. They're going to tell you to pull up, but yeah, okay. Yeah, okay.
Hey, but and then after these scrimmages, that's who the Packers open up the preseason game on Saturday.
It's with them.
Yeah, with the Cincinnati Bengals.
Okay.
You know. And
that's good. I mean, that's good. That's good.
And to be honest with you, Gilbert, this is where we begin, man. The real juice start flowing in that first preseason game.
Oh, yeah.
Because all that is live, right? In the preseason game, it's 100% live.
You're trying to get a job. It's a job interview for some cats.
Yeah.
You got to go do your job interview. You better have your resume in. Press to impress. Put the best foot forward. Get out there.
You know, man, just and for people who are listening who may not understand, guys who've been playing football, some of them since Pee Wee football,
yeah,
all the way up through high school, college, positioning themselves, hoping that they can continue their dream, which is what they've prepared themselves for. Right? I mean, all the guys who are there and who put on that G and all these other teams and the shoulder pads and the Packer jersey, this is their dream, man. They've prepared their whole life for that. And they can end.
Don't get satisfied. Once you get satisfied, the Grim Reaper gonna come knocking on your door. Okay, I'm here, but I got to keep moving now. You can't be satisfied with where you're at right now. You got to be better than where you was.
Yeah, well, you're talking about the guys who already make the team. I'm talking about the guys.
No, I'm talking about the young guys. There's some young guys that get there and they're smiling. I made it. Yeah, I made it. No, you ain't made it yet, Junior.
Well, you know, I knew a couple guys who came out of my football league who made it there. Mm-hmm. And it was only there for one season.
Yeah. A minute.
Yeah.
That's a minute.
Probably like the 52nd player on a 53-man team.
No, it was 57.
Yeah.
On a 53-man team because you're expendable. Again, that word.
Yeah. Yeah. You know.
We ain't talking about Sylvester Stallone, expendables.
Yeah.
No.
Listen, we got to go to a break. When we come back.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. The death toll from the wildfires that ravaged Hawaii is up to 80 now, but it could go higher as nearly 1,000 people are still missing. Now there are questions about why warning sirens didn't go off. This woman heard from a neighbor.
Some young boy on his dirt bike was going around telling us, Auntie, you gotta leave. The fire is right behind the house.
Professor Eric Kennedy says climate is affecting disasters like this.
This fire is a tragic reminder of the potential of wildfire to affect almost almost everywhere. We've seen that through the smoke this summer. We've seen that with past fires like the Marshall Fire in Colorado.
There may be more delays in the investigation into President Biden's son, Hunter, now that a special counsel has been appointed. CBS's Catherine Herridge.
Responding to the special counsel announcement, Hunter Biden's attorney said, "We expect a fair resolution not infected by politics."
No comment from the White House. CBS News Brief. I'm Allison Keyes.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Well, what do you know? It's Dick Dog. It's first up to bat. No batteries included and no strings attached. No holds barred.
So, welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. You know, Calvin, that kind of music, man, can you imagine? It looked like that kind of music Gilbert was listening to when he was playing. And that probably just drove you insane, Gilbert. You run out of the tunnel to that, man. What would you be doing?
First of all, that's Tribe Called Quest. OMG. Second of all, they wouldn't be playing that. You know what used to get us mad?
I said if they would, and you come out of the tunnel of that.
You know, when we used to go to New Orleans or Atlanta, they playing that while you're warming up.
Yeah.
In Green Bay, we playing
Frank Sinatra.
Yeah. Old blue eyes is going down.
Hey. And the other team, they really like monsters, man. They got them all.
The other team would come to us and say, what is y'all playing? How are we supposed to get hyped listening to that?
Hey, you know, Gilbert, I was looking at the schedule. For the Packers. And you know, man, it looked like something they can do some with, man. You know.
Oh yeah.
I mean, opening day the Bears. Week two, they play the Falcons. The Falcons ain't, they're in the same shape the Packers in. They're kind of rebuilding, right?
Yeah.
You know, so there's a good chance. And then week three, they play the New Orleans Saints. Now, that's going to be a dogfight because, they're in Lambeau Field.
Yeah.
But the Saints are always going to be a dogfight, right?
Yeah, but you got to look at that. Is that the first home game?
Yeah, the first home game for the Packers.
Do you know, Earl, they turn around and play that Thursday?
The Packers?
Yeah.
Okay.
They turn around and play that Thursday. So it's only if they play on Sunday, they got to turn around and play on Thursday. They only got 3 days.
Yeah, and they're playing the Detroit Lions.
Big game, big divisional game right there.
Yeah, I asked you before how you can recover from that game on Sunday and then turn around and play on Thursday. Bumps and bruises.
Yeah.
But this is the psychological part of football. Maybe, we just see the physical side of the game.
Yeah.
And you always say, what, 90%?
Mental. 10% physical.
So,
because you mentally you fighting yourself. If you got an eight that's going to ache for the next 18 weeks, you got to fight through that, man.
Man, I can't even begin to imagine.
Oh, my God.
My elbow is hurting.
Oh, my God.
I need my elbow because I got a monster coming up against me on Thursday. I went down on my elbow on Sunday. Mm-hmm. It ain't gotten any better. Oh, but I can get a shot, though, right?
Hyperextended.
Hey, Gilbert, I can get a shot, though, right?
Some guys can, yeah.
What you mean, some guys?
I don't do that. If Motrin can't help me, I'm
Hey, but you getting
paid. I don't like nobody shooting me in my butt.
Yeah. But they,
I take that motion and I'm good.
But they will do it.
Some guys will do it, yeah.
And so now you got to play against that monster.
But then after you come down off of that, you don't know how much you hurt it even more until you come off of it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And everybody was talking about, it's like anybody, you go to work and your back is killing you. You go to the doctor and get a shot because you got to fight through it.
Yeah, it's true.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't doing nothing out of the ordinary.
So Gilbert, you doing something out of the ordinary. You're playing pro football. So week five, they play the Raiders, a Monday night game. You know, the Packers still, without Aaron Rodgers, it just goes to show the Green Bay Packers still going to be respected. It doesn't matter who they have behind the quarterback because they're getting these prime time games.
Everybody want to see. Back in the day, though, we it was hard to get prime time games until we started kicking tail. Because, Green Bay was Club Siberia.
Yeah.
That's what they tell guys. Oh, you keep acting up, we're going to see you in Green Bay.
Until Reggie showed up.
Till Big Dog showed up.
Yeah. Then you guys play. You play against the Denver Broncos. I mean, listen, man, you really, when you look at the schedule that the Packers have and the schedules that the New York Jets have, clearly, man, you know, the Jets got one of the toughest schedules in all of football. The Packers clearly got a much easier schedule.
I wouldn't call it too much easier because some of those teams, like the, let's take the Denver Broncos, for instance. They got a new coach. They're going to be better this year.
No question.
They're going to be better this year. So, you can't go off what they did last year because everybody is different this year. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's going to be a whole different. It's going to be interesting, Earl, to say the least.
Well, you know, Gilbert, when I look at the teams they're playing, again, Denver, the Rams, Atlanta, the Steelers, ain't nobody really scared of them cats, you know.
Man, don't you start, Earl. Don't you start.
Hey, I mean, like
all of them got a chip on their shoulder. Steelers got a chip on their shoulder because they still trying to recover from losing Ben Roethlisberger.
Well, they ain't won nothing since my hair was black.
And I tip my hat off to the coach because he's been there forever.
Hey, Gilbert, they ain't won nothing since my hair was black. So what we talking about? I love the Steelers, man, but come on, man.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
You know how long ago my hair was black?
Yeah, man, 47? 46?
Hey, let's go to the phone lines and Dave from Mequon. Good morning to you, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys. Really quickly, I agree with Gilbert. I'm actually looking forward to the season because you have a lot of new blood on that team, and I think you're going to see some incredible plays. I also think you're going to see mistakes, too, like anything else when you have new guys. But I also think it's a fresh start. You know, we don't have all the drama that we've, you know, had to deal with the last few years. And I just think, you know, I'm looking forward to it. I remember when the Packers were not so good and 8-8 was considered a great season. You know, that was back, you know, when, you know, Bart Starr was coach and,
Forrest,
you know, I think
Lindy Infante.
Listen, there was a lot of lean years there. There's no question. But what I'm saying is that, you know what? I even look at if you look right now, the Brewers are in first place because
hey,
they,
man,
got all these young rookies.
But go ahead.
I know. But I'm just saying, but you have all that new blood on the team. They're starting to shine.
Baseball,
I think the Packers
and football,
have got
man.
A lot of. I know, but. Again, I think the Packers, based on the information that I've been reading about, there's a lot of good competition happening in practice, and yep. Some of these guys are just ready to go. I think it'll be good. I think having all that new blood on the team is going to be a good thing, and they're going to grow together.
Yeah, okay. Well, growing together mean, you know, it's going to take a while. Thank you very much for the call. You know, Gilbert, I'm not saying people don't have a right to think that the Packers are going to be good. And we can all think, and, you know, who's that to say it? If you wish upon a star, dreams will take you very far. Somebody prophetic said that. Who is that? Dorothy for the Wizard of Oz? man, wish upon
that's
a star,
Kansas.
Dreams will take
you. That's watching now. That's Kansas now. You're getting it. You're stepping on some toes. Hey, but I'm gonna say this, Earl. I heard somewhere, I don't know if it was some article or something, but Coach said, "Now I can coach."
Yeah,
meaning he has a pupil now that's gonna listen.
I got all that.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what's the interesting thing about this season. I'm going to see what kind of coach we really got.
Thank you.
I mean, he pretty and all. We going to give it to him. He pretty, yeah. But can he coach?
Hey, Gilbert, here's what you guys, and you should know better. You know, Dave different. I understand. He's, you know, he's just a fan. But you should know better. I don't care how well the coach coaches these young players and all of them to try to bring them together. In the NFL, that don't happen in a short period of time. You guys, when y'all got together, Gilbert, the first year y'all got together, you'd run through a brick wall, but you weren't ready to deal with. You had to gel, man. Football is about gelling, man. Knowing my who I can trust on my team. Ain't that what that's about, man?
That's what it's about, Earl, but it's also about the dude that's molding the ship. He has to mold this ship.
That takes time.
It takes time, but he ain't got a lot of time.
I know.
they pay him just like they pay them players for a job that he has to get done. If it's a chessboard, he got certain pawns in certain places. He got to put it to where he's winning games. Guess what?
Oh, he go.
He go.
I know. Gilbert, I don't miss any of those things. I understand that. But the other cats out there, they're in the same situation. The teams you playing against.
Oh, yeah.
Right, and teams that have been together a little bit, like Detroit. You know, Detroit is they finally got a good coach. You would agree with that, right?
Yeah, it sounds like you're saying the same thing I'm saying, but you just want to be different.
No, man, the difference is Detroit.
The coach changed the Detroit Lions. The coach did. With the players he brought in and the new scheme that he gave them and the new attitude that he gave them, they always say you are a reflection of your head coach.
You know, Gilbert, the Packers are going to be younger than they've been in probably the last 10 years.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, and they got these younger players, and younger players make mistakes. Yeah. And they make mistakes because you talk about chess, they see, hey, Gilbert is out there. Gilbert just got out there. They got him out there. That's where we're going to attack.
No, they don't want to do that.
No, I'm just saying. They didn't say with you. I'm just using you as an example. But the point is, Gilbert, football, and we watch football, we love it because we see the physicality of it. But, man, it's what they're doing, man. It's scientists. It's mad scientists. The offensive cats, the defensive cats, those are scientists, right?
Absolutely.
No,
absolutely.
Yeah. That's what the people don't see. Listen, we got to go to a break. Yeah, we got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. We'll be right back.
Here we go, yo. Here we go, yo. So what's the scenario? Here we go, yo. Here we go, yo. So what's the scenario?
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos Chicken on a Stick? Deep-fried Old Fashioned? Or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long, close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. okay? The pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Direct from the Dairy States, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Ferriman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Till I'm charged and writing in my book of rhymes, all the words past the margin. The whole of mic, I'm throbbing. Mechanical movement, understandable smooth.
It's the
thief's theme. Play me at night, they won't act right. The fiend of hip hop has got me stuck like a air pipe. The mind activation.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert, I got to say to you, man, and Calvin, I've never heard that song.
We know.
But it sounds pretty good.
The flow.
What is that?
Delivery, the flow, the beat.
Who is it?
It's Nas.
It's Nas.
Who is that?
Oh,
one of the greats from New York.
Oh, my God. One of the best. One of the best lyricalists. I mean, just
Hey, man. Hey, I think I heard of that fella. But anyway, that sounded pretty good. Gilbert, let me ask you. When opening day, can you sleep?
No.
Now, take us up to opening day, man. Tell us, you made the squad.
You want as a veteran or a rookie?
What
is it? Oh my God!
Family in the audience.
You got family that then came down. Your week has been getting you a house and getting you a place to stay. So your week has been hectic. Your week has been hectic. People pulling on you for tickets and everything like that. When you get over to the stadium, you're supposed to be there 2 hours before the game. That's a relief. Because now you got 2 hours to get into your element. You can leave the real world behind you as soon as you walk through that door. And all you're thinking about is tearing somebody's head off. And not going to jail. You hear me? And as a rookie, like I did this before, I'm sitting up there and I'm standing on the yard line and I see those Green Bay Packer helmets going down the line and I see those Chicago Bear helmets going down the line. That's when you know you made it. Game one, regular season game, and you see that down the line. OMG.
Let me ask you. The cat who fires you up. You know, like woo, and the cat get done with a speech and you're ready to run through the brick wall head first, right?
Sometimes you want to tell that cat to sit down and shut up. Come on, man. We don't need all that. Turn that down. We trying to get right.
Really? So on the pro level, on college, you need that, right?
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you might. But I was never the rah-rah guy, man. You know what I'm saying?
No, you didn't, but there were other guys.
Yeah, I got you.
I'm like, come on, man. I'm already there. But some guys do need that. I ain't gonna lie. It's like some guys, they got to go in the restroom and throw up.
Really?
Because their stomach ain't right. They're too nervous. It's crazy, man. But once you take that first hit, all that stuff leave your body, you ready to go.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a dream, right? You live in a dream.
Living a dream, man. You living a dream until they hit you. You don't wake up. You wake up about that dream, homeboy.
Hey, let me ask you, when you first started playing, did they put you on the kickoff and coverage? And
yes, absolutely.
See, they don't do that anymore.
In Kansas, I was a dude that got to set the wall up.
Oh.
And guess who coming down? That kamikaze guy.
Yep.
That's coming down, and you got to stop him from, oh, my God, Earl. I really dislike that position so bad. But once I became a starter, I said, hey, man, y'all got to get me off, even though I was doing a good job. No, man, y'all got to get me out of there, because the fool that's coming down there, he coming down full tilt with no eyes. To break the wedge with his eyes closed, girl. You can see his eyes closed. You can see his eyes closed before the bomb hit.
So people don't see and didn't focus on that. That's why they took away
the ball.
This is why they kind of took away kickoffs. Because
too many people getting hurt. Too many people getting hurt. That's an unguided missile coming down at you. Oh my God. And you ain't gonna take it. You gonna give it too.
Oh yeah.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Yeah, they put you on there for a reason. First, you're expendable. Two, you're stupid. And three, you don't know how to act.
So is that why you're telling me, Gilbert, that I was on the kickoff team in high school? I was expendable?
Yeah, he was expendable. Yeah.
I thought it was my talent.
They couldn't find a spot for you, so they're going to put you on the kickoff team so you can keep it.
Hey. That was more the truth than anything else, right? but I didn't care because I was on the
field. You was playing, right. Yeah. That's not it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you this. I was never on the kickoff team, Earl.
Hey, man, you Gilbert Brown, man. I'm just a lowly talk show host, man.
Yeah, with gray hair.
I'm just a lowly talk show host. You're Gilbert Brown. So, yeah, they put me as a wedge breaker.
Ooh.
You know. So
that's why you ain't got no sense now.
Hey, Earl, get down there and, you know. And so, yeah, man, I throw my body into the wedge.
Let's see how you can make that tackle, Earl. Come on, do it for the team. You all souped up listening to him like a dummy.
Hey, 140-pound wedge breaker. Hey, man, but I was on the field, man, right?
But whatever job you got, that's what some of these kids, man, like you said, if they undrafted, never got an opportunity, that's your opportunity to show them that you can play the game. You got to do the stuff that don't nobody else want to do to make the team.
Yeah. Listen, man, we got to go. It happened already. But next Monday, man, we'll be able to talk about the first preseason game.
Yeah,
and some action.
I'm gonna enjoy that. But don't think Jordan Love ain't gonna play long.
No, I know that.
Hey, if he play at all.
Hey, man. Hey, we gotta run.
Okay.
All right. The grave digger. I will see you again next Monday.
I like your Milwaukee Brewers hat too.
All right, man. All right. I'm a Cub.
Even though you punching at the other dude.
I'm a Cub fan.
Football. Yeah.
I'm a Cub fan. The hat was free. All right, gotta go to a break. We'll be right back.
Hi, Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.